All of you have been called by your talent and willingness to offer your gifts to God as a lay minister in music at Long Memorial United Methodist Church. Your time away from family is a sacrifice that you give to gain for our church. The blessings offered through his music, you recognize that all of you are about in music. It's never about you, but always about God. Each Sunday, in a humble approach to open your hearts and the hearts of the congregation to the work of the Holy Spirit, thus I ask you to pray.
Bless the Lord.
You are commissioned into Christ's ministry of music of Long Memorial United Methodist Church. And praise be to God that you have responded. We are grateful for your helping all of us to worship. Thanks be to God. Amen. Y'all may return to your places. And the children may be dismissed to go to children's church time. We may sound at times like we don't know what's going on, and we are having a little adjustments to our service as we go along. But what we're here today to do is to give thanks for our choir members, our handbell ringers, our little voices, and for all of you, that we lift our voices in praise to God. And that's who we are, a people that sing. If you'd like to follow along in this scripture lesson from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 15th through the 19th verses. Be careful, then, how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making most of the time, because the days are evil, so not to be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. People of all faith and societies have recognized the power in music. Think about all the religious groups that you know. There's a certain power in music, and any minister worth his salt knows how pleased he is to have people who sing to the glory of God. People who come week after week to offer their time and their talents. And to seek to have us to focus in coming to worship and to help us by lifting up songs. And the older I've gotten, the more I am appreciative of those who sing without any accompaniment. God gave us voices, and we can sing either off note or on note. I don't think it makes any difference to God, but a joyful heart that sings praises that lifts up His name. You know, there's power in music. Music is very powerful. It touches our hearts and lives. And I've been sitting at the stoplight, and sometimes when I'm vibrated because of the music. It's not some that I would have chosen, but it's music. In the Christian faith, we need to have that kind of music that lifts our thoughts up to God to praise us. In the temple, what was the book that they used but the book of Psalms? You open it up, there's 150. Most of them lift up and praise God somewhere during that psalm, and they lift it mightily. Music can be used in so many different ways, and we seek to have music to inspire, to encourage, to lift our eyes up, to give us a vision, to carry our souls and being up to God and to praise His holy name. Music is powerful. Saul was the first king of the United Kingdom in the Old Testament. But he had troubled times because he was so concerned about David, this young whippersnapper that could do all kinds of things and lead armies. And it was distressing and disturbing to Saul, and he was very jealous, almost to the point that when you get so jealous about things, it does something to you. And Saul was almost in fits of rage. And they called in David to play the harp to soothe the beast of a fella. Music can heal. It can bring about healing to your hearts and lives. It can speak to you where no spoken word can. And it can truly open you up to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Music has that capacity for those who listen. The little girl was very sick. And her brother, who was a little older, begged his parents that he might go in and see his sister, even though she was in the intensive care area. The parents talked it over. They even contacted the doctors and the nurses and said, "What do you think about our son going in to talk to his little sister, to speak to her?" They were all about the same mind. They didn't want that little boy to remember the last time with his sister, of her being in that intensive care room and connected to all those things, and for it to be a memory that would be hard for him as he grew older. But he was persistent. "I want to go see my sister." And so eventually they let him go in. And this is where the story speaks of going in, holding her finger. And then he did like he had always done with them in their time together. He started singing. "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away." And somehow through that touch, through that music, that little girl responded. And she left that hospital. I think there's healing in music that touches our hearts and lives. I don't know what kind of music touches your life. But it seeks to touch all of us when it's empowered, endued, transfused by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason we pray. Lifting up our prayers of praise, thanksgiving for those who seek to bring us the message of God through the ministry of music. I don't think we all realize how fortunate we are at Long Memorial to have the people with the talent and the dedication to infuse our services Sunday after Sunday with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the music, where it's sung, rung, or just walked through. Thanks be to God this day for the power of music that can heal. It can envision our lives, give us new vision for who we can be. It can lead and direct us not only this life, but in the world to come. Amen.